Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Biggest game of the year tonight for the Warriors. I think you can make a case it's the biggest game in the NBA this season. You got the best team in the West against the second best team in the West. Warriors play at Denver tonight. Tip off at 6 o'clock. Guru and I have Warriors warm up at 4:30. Tim Roy's the pregame show at 5:30. Tip off at 6. And it's a big one tonight. It's a big one. The Nuggets have already beaten the Warriors once this year. And they look to do it again tonight. Guru.
I don't want to be a party pooper.
Okay.
But every game this year that's been a big game, our team has not won.
Well, first of all.
The Rockets. Lakers.
And I'm taking exception with our team. Our team.
The Bay.
You're not on the team.
But I feel like it.
Okay. Well, don't feel like it because you know how many points you've scored this year?
We do the pre and post.
It's not
we
our
should
team.
Get a ring.
First of all, they may not win it this year.
But if they do, something.
I wouldn't take a ring.
Oh,
I have too
that.
Much pride.
We've done nothing. Cast me on me?
We've done nothing to earn a ring.
We
nothing.
Show up to the arena like they do.
So
on
does
home
every
games.
Season ticket holder.
We're invested. We're invested. I'm gonna ask Raymond.
Look, I've been invested in basketball long before the Warriors came along.
True. That is true. But, good to see you.
You think this is the I did a lot of research last night when I was thinking about this game, and I've come to the conclusion this is the Warriors' biggest threat in the West. I really think that. I was looking at their roster. This is the best team in the West,
wow,
not named
Steiny.
The Warriors. I really believe that.
Why?
Because their roster is excellent. Their roster is very, very good.
But only five can be on the court at one time. And if you were to ask me, which you hadn't, but I'm going to share with you, I got Houston and OKC before Denver. Denver hasn't been there, Steiny.
I know.
But there's always a first time.
How come all of a sudden you're talking about you can only play five guys at once, but all season you've been killing the Warriors bench? So now I say, Denver's got a good bench. And you say, well, you can only play five.
Well, I meant, when you do go to the bench, that does help. I criticize the Warriors because when they do go to the 6th, 7th, and 8th man, becoming a, you know, a bit empty here of late.
888-957-9570. You think the Nuggets are the number one threat to the Golden State Warriors? I do think it is a definitive yes now because I think we've – here's the other thing. We figured out – look, the Warriors can beat Oklahoma City. They can beat Oklahoma City in a series. They could beat Houston in a series. We know that. And the same thing you use, Guru, as a negative, Steiny, they haven't been to the playoffs before. I'm going to use that as a positive. I'm using that as a positive and saying, you know what? That means we don't know how they match up with anybody. We don't know how they match up with anybody. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt there.
Man, but you're leaping over star power. James Harden having an MVP season. Chris Paul, who will be back by the playoffs. Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Adams. You're so not infatuated with Denver. I'm just shocked that you're ready to confidently say They're the biggest threat. Wow.
You forgot somebody.
Jokic. Well, I got DeMar. Because coming back for him. Because he'll be back.
They have the best record in the Western Conference.
Lost to Phoenix the other night.
Yeah. Well, everybody has bad losses. Right. Warriors are 9-12 against plus 500 teams. How do you explain that? They can't beat good teams.
That's why I'm a little nervous about tonight. I think that turns around.
In Denver? Will Barton's back.
How did the last game in Denver end? What should have been a timeout. They didn't call a timeout. Steph made a bad pass. Oh, yeah. Steph passed it to Jones.
Damian Jones, who got blocked at the rim.
There we go.
And everybody said, oh, Damian Jones. Curry actually gave it to him in a tough spot.
It's amazing.
He did. He gave it to him in a real tough spot. He's deep buried in the baseline.
But it was in crunch time. So they're all tough spots. Got to go up. Should have dunked it. I'm excited.
He couldn't have dunked it. It would have gotten blocked. He had no chance on that play.
Oh, you know what happens when
you
go up?
Two guys in back of him.
And they try to block it? Short. Blow the whistle. So had you did the aggressive move.
That was a clean block.
I got you.
Nobody complained. I'm sorry. I had some microphone.
I'm like, wow. It's a twitch.
We got issues again with the mic, I think. I think we may have issues with the mic. See, here's why I think they could be a problem. Here's why I think they're the best team to face. What are you looking at, Curly? Why did you even stand up? I'm going to let the mic alone for the next 6 minutes, all right? I won't touch it. Then we need some engineers.
I got a great question for you after you say your thought.
The reason that Denver can give the Warriors trouble is because they have a big, skilled big man who gives the Warriors trouble, like all big, skilled, large men do. And then they got guards that can play with the Warriors' guards. They got guards who are explosive. Maybe not as consistent as Warriors guards, but they can score. They can beat you every once in a while. And I look at every other team, Oklahoma City, come on. You think the Warriors are afraid of Oklahoma City?
Oklahoma ran them out of the gym.
Come on.
Come on, what?
No Curry, no Draymond. End of story. Houston, they're old news.
They beat them twice.
They're old news.
Harden.
Denver's the biggest threat to the Warriors.
Who's the Nuggets' second best player, in your opinion? See, that's what I mean.
Well, that's a good thing. Who's the Warriors' second best player?
Durant.
Yeah, it didn't work.
I'm learning.
I mean, I think Jamal Murray's really good.
He is.
Gary Harris, I like Barton. Even Millsap. I'm not crazy about him anymore, but he's a good player.
He's definitely not a bum.
888-957-9570. We got the biggest game of the year coming up tonight. It certainly doesn't feel like it, though. We got Cousins coming back Friday.
That's wow.
And they're playing, these are, you know, both teams with 29 wins, both teams at the top of the West. I did hear one thing that was a little. I mean, Jokic is, here's my question. After I did all my research, Jokic is definitely top three MVP candidate. He's got to be. Here's why he has to be. If you use the criteria that should be used, who's the best team in the league record-wise right now? Toronto.
Yep.
All right. Do they have an MVP candidate on that team?
Yes. The name is Kawhi Leonard.
All right. So let's put Kawhi Leonard on the list.
All right.
Because this is how you do MVPs. You go by team first. Second best record in the NBA?
Oh, Stein. Okay.
Milwaukee Bucks. Do they have an MVP candidate?
Giannis.
Okay, there's Giannis. Third best team in the NBA is Denver.
Okay.
Jokic. He belongs on there. And then you got Oklahoma City, Indiana. But I'm not putting Oladipo on there because he's not that good. Then we go to Philly. I don't think they have a candidate.
No.
Boston, Miami. No. Well, now you're too low. That's it.
Gotcha.
Oklahoma City, Paul George. I'll put Paul George on there,
and I'll snicker like a candy bar.
He's got to be ahead of Westbrook this year.
No doubt.
Houston has Harden.
A little weight.
Portland.
Houston has Harden without Paul, Capella, and individually,
Capella,
it's a selfless MVP.
Missing. He just started.
Steiny, he had 56 points.
He had 57.
What he did to the Warriors.
He had 57.
You're right.
There it is, Wes.
But just from an individual standpoint, the MVP race is over. Admit that.
No.
Twitter, the game, social media knows who the MVP is.
The season is half over.
Well, they played more than 41 games. Yo, you're right. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So it's 52%
go
over.
Ahead. Go ahead.
You're going to nitpick like
no,
that?
No, I'm not. Don't rob James.
James who? Harden. LeBron? I forgot to put LeBron James on there.
Well, he's hurt. The best ability is availability.
Well, Curry's
you
missed
like
11.
That one.
What's his name's missed games? Kawhi's missed back-to-backs. So what?
From an individual standpoint, you admit James is the front runner. What he's doing.
First of all, stop calling him by his first name like you know him. Say James Harden. You say James, I'm thinking LeBron James. Don't do that.
I'll
you don't know
the beer.
Him. You don't know him.
And I would never front like I know him.
Well, then say Harden.
I'm going to say the beard. Anything to get you upset.
I hear announcers doing that. Steph.
That's their name. You're Matt.
Steinmetz. I'm Steinmetz. There's a lot of Matts. There's a lot of Matts. Anyway, I just FYI, and I got to reiterate this, you don't know James Harden, all right?
Never act like I
okay,
did.
Okay, thank you. Right. Call him Mr. Harden.
I tell him to shade a beer. But yeah, you're putting team first. I'm going individual first for MVP.
All right, this is a big moment for us. You ready? Let's go to Steven with what's happening on the game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
888-957-9570. You with me that Denver is the biggest challenge to the Warriors in the Western Conference? I think Denver's the biggest obstacle right now for the Warriors. I think they're talented. I think they're deep. I think they've got an MVP candidate. Guru's not so sure. He's a little more skeptical. He still's looking at James Harden down in Houston, seeing that the Rockets took the Warriors to 7 last year. They beat him twice already this year. He still thinks Houston's a big problem. We don't know about the Lakers. But I'll tell you what, you look at this roster, they got some players on it. And they're playing in Denver. They're dominant at home. Big test for the Warriors tonight. Big test. Plus, the other thing is, as crazy as this sounds, it almost feels like this game's being overlooked. Because you got the Pelicans tomorrow and then Cousins.
Cousins is like a holiday. That's what the world's waiting on, Steiny. I'm excited about this game. But when it's over, Steph, Clay, KD, whoever, will be at their locker and they'll be like, come Friday, everything changes. We're a total different team. It's really opening night all over again. Man. Tonight is good.
I tell you what. You better lower your expectations. When Cousins comes back.
Because
Warrior fans better lower their expectations.
Because.
Did you see this quote from Cousins? Just coming out and being part of the team is good enough for me. That's what he said when he said, you know, I don't expect me to come back and average 25 a game and dominant. Should I read that to you again?
Yeah.
That scared you, didn't it?
No, not at all.
Just coming out and being part of the team is good enough for me. That might not be good enough for the Warriors.
You know what that means?
That might not be good enough for the Warriors.
Let me translate it.
Yeah, what does it mean?
KD,
don't put too much pressure
Steph
on me.
Steph Curry and Klay Thompson are all on my team.
Mm-hmm.
When I signed, I knew this would not be Sacramento all over again. He's being humble, and he knows the volume of shots will not be there. I'm proud of this young kid.
First of all, he's been in the league like 10 years. He's not young anymore.
He ain't 30.
Probably what, 28? 28, and here's the other thing. You read Connor Letourneau today in the SF Chronicle, SF Gate?
I didn't have the money.
It's not. What do you mean? It's like 8 cents. You need some change?
Some dollars.
You don't drink coffee.
Dollar. Our producer. Trying to drop some.
What are you talking about?
No more sugar. I got French vanilla.
Well, that's got sugar in it.
What?
French vanilla's got sugar in it. Nice try.
Well, I'll go Galactic.
I don't know.
I think you're right. Sweet.
Does it? Well, I think if it's got, vanilla's definitely got
if
some
it
sugar
doesn't have sugar, mark that down as an error for old Steiny. Wes, that's from Wes. Yeah.
French vanilla.
There we go.
It's not good for you. It's not good for you.
Wow.
Let's go to Trey in Vallejo. Trey isn't buying what I'm trying to sell. What's up, Trey? I've said it's my mic. I got all kinds of issues.
Good, bro. Top of the morning to you guys.
Hey,
what's
Trey
up, baby?
Stymie, I got a quote for you. I got something I want you to think about something.
All right.
And I hope this happens because really, deep down, at the end of the day, I want to see the Warriors and the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals.
All right.
If Denver keeps that number one spot, and I hope L.A. stays at that number eight, LeBron will win that series against Denver in six. Quote me on it. You quote me on it. LeBron will beat Denver in six because Denver as yet has been battle-tested in the playoffs. We don't know what they can do. And for one, they don't have a legit true superstar. And that came out of Charles Barkley's mouth going into
the Nuggets
playoffs.
The Nuggets don't have a superstar? Is that what Barkley said?
Not a true blue superstar. They got stars, but not a true blue superstar.
Jokic isn't a superstar?
No. Would you put him on a plateau with LeBron?
Well, hold on a sec. Hold on. I got it. What do you define as a superstar? How many players are there in the NBA that are a superstar?
Really, to me, I see LeBron, Steph Curry, Durant, a few other. I can go on and on. A few more James Harden.
Giannis?
Give you those. But he's not up there with LeBron yet. And then Denver, we don't know.
No, of course he's
battle
not.
Tested.
Of course he's not. But what about, okay, if you're going to throw... Here are two guys that are in the MVP discussion, Giannis and Kawhi Leonard. See, I think Jokic is...
But he has to depend on somebody to get him the ball. Those others, Jokic.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's dependent. You know, he posts his guy up. They got to make the proper pass.
Jokic can handle the ball if he wants.
But he's not handling it like Kawhi
who?
And Giannis and all those guys and Harden.
So what?
What do you mean?
Who cares?
They give the defense an advantage to stop. It's not he's not ball dominant. That's all I'm saying. Jokic. You're acting like he's a...
He's an MVP candidate.
Steph Curry with the
He's
Rock.
The best player. So, Trey, I guess we had to hang up on you because Guru started yelling at me.
I think because you told me a lot of people thought you checked me earlier before the break. About
with what?
The first name thing. So, you know, I had to bark
the first name thing.
About James. Don't say his first name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, people don't like the way I was talking to you?
No, they were telling
sick
me.
Of people saying that, too.
They called me a poodle. So I had to bounce back. Felt good. I can't believe you're acting like Jokic is not dependent on his team, the guards to get him the ball a lot of times in the proper spot. These guys are.
So does Durant.
Well, he can.
What's
bring
the difference
it up.
Between Jokic and Durant?
Oh, Durant brings it up.
So
more
Jokic
frequent.
Brings it up. Jokic can walk the ball.
Yeah,
up
but
the court.
He's not.
But he was
slippery hips.
Jokic
and nimble.
Is a better passer than but Durant.
I'm not arguing.
He's a better
that.
Rebounder
but don't
than
tell
Durant.
Me Jokic has the ball and is going to
Who
the
cares?
Rack with reckless abandon.
Oh,
like Giannis and KD.
KD
and the
now.
Rest
now
of them.
KD goes to the basket with reckless
there
abandon. You've been criticizing him for the last month about taking too many jumpers,
dude. It's like they're wide receivers. The ins and outs. I'm not saying Jokic can't do it, but damn, Steiny, he ain't Magic Johnson.
Yes, he is.
Wow.
20 points, 10 rebounds, 7.5 assists per game. 7.5. That's no joke. If you average 7.5 assists a game,
he's good.
You
I'm
have
not
the
saying
ball.
He's not good, and I'm not
then
saying he's not an
ball.
MVP candidate.
He is an MVP candidate. There's no two ways about it.
I gave that to you. That's obvious. I'm just... When I watch him, he's not ball dominant. That's all. What? He's like Shaq to me.
So what?
Yeah. So he's dependent on guys getting
no,
him the
not.
Ball.
No, he's not.
More so than Giannis no, and the rest
so, okay,
of these
Okay, so is Kareem
dogs.
Abdul-Jabbar. Okay. Kareem yeah. Abdul-Jabbar, too. Okay. That's fine. That's fine.
He's
just
because
he's a front court player.
No, he's
needs...
not Kareem.
Thank yeah. you.
I don't know what you're getting testy about.
But
I'm not taking anything
yes,
from
you are.
But for you to tell me
you're saying
he's
ball
Kevin
dominant
Durant
is a ne-
or Giannis,
ball
he's
dominant?
Not a small forward or
you're
power
saying
forward.
Ball dominant is a is
he's
not
dependent
a
on
thing?
The guards throwing the ball
no,
to
he's
him.
Not. You don't watch
okay.
him play.
So Jokic is Magic
you don't watch
Johnson.
Him play.
Are you going to stand by that?
You don't watch him play.
I do watch him play.
No, you don't.
You're
he's
acting
averaging
like
seven
he's got
and a
handle.
Half assists a game.
I'm not.
Wait.
Dude, everything's
did you just
not
say
about
you
numbers.
Act like? Did you just say you act like Jokic has handle? He
no,
does have
okay.
a handle.
So
he's
like
got a
Giannis
great handle.
KD in the with the ball in his hands.
He's better
That's
than
what
Giannis with the ball in his right. hands. He's right. better than Giannis.
Got you.
With the ball in his
got
hand.
You. Yeah, make that a drop. he's better than
you. Yeah, absolutely. Not even close.
Well, I meant the rest of them. All the guys.
So you didn't mean that. So you agree with me there.
Wow, I can't believe you think this high of the guy.
Dude, they are. Well, why are the Nuggets the best team in the West? What's the biggest reason that the Nuggets are the best team in the Western Conference?
He's a big part of it.
He's the biggest part of it. He's the biggest part of it. I don't know what's going to happen in the postseason. I'm just saying Jokic is every bit of an MVP candidate as LeBron, Durant, Giannis, Kawhi. Why wouldn't he be? He's the best player on the best team in the West. And like you say, he's not ball dominant. Like, that's a bad thing? Is that a bad thing?
No, I was looking at it from a defensive perspective to where it's, if you know you're dependent, like I could shut the guards down or make it difficult to give it to the ball to get to Jokic. That's what I was saying. Like, he's got to depend on the rest of the gang sometimes to get him the rock. And if guys are into him, not the Warriors, any good defensive team, they may be able to stop that. That's all. Guys like Giannis and KD, as I was using the example, they're getting the ball and breaking it down. And they're going to get busy with it, get jiggy with it. Will Smith. So they're not dependent on somebody else to give them the ball. That was my whole point. I'm not taking anything from Jokic. He's a bad dude. They got the record. He's an MVP candidate. But, man, you were acting like, to me, he was up there with those guys I'd mentioned bringing the ball.
I never said bring. Like, who cares if you can bring the ball up
and go to the rack? That's all.
Have you ever seen Jokic handle the ball? The guy is 7 feet, and he handles the ball like he's 6'4". And you're saying, like, he can't handle it? Really? Because he doesn't bring it up? They have three guards on their team.
He's a center, Steiny.
Yeah, so what's your point?
That's my point. He's a center. Don't make him something he's not. Earlier you were going to Magic Johnson because of the assist. That's great.
Right.
It's the offense they
averages
run.
More assists than Draymond Green.
Those are just numbers. Numbers lie sometimes.
Yeah, you know what number doesn't lie? Best in the West. All right. That doesn't lie. Lionel in San Jose. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning. Yeah, man, I think the Nuggets are definitely a really good team. And, you know, you are right, man. Jokic is a big reason. He's one of the biggest reasons that team is great. But I still think the Rockets are the team that's going to challenge the Warriors a little bit more. You've seen it when they came to Oracle, man. They took care of the Warriors without Gordon, without Chris Paul. And then last season, man, if Chris Paul plays that game 7, who knows, man? Who knows if the Warriors get that win? So, for me, man, in my opinion, I think the Rockets still – of the team to be. All right, guys, take it easy.
Appreciate the call. You know what I mean? Yeah. To that?
Mm-mm.
Antonio in Oakland. What's up, Antonio?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Yeah, Kawhi Leonard can't really be an MVP candidate because, you know, like, the games he hasn't been there, they haven't really missed a beat, you know, so they don't even look like a different team. And on top of that, yeah, Nikola Jokic, he's an excellent player, man. He can do a lot of things out there. But come on now, like, when you say, like, what's the difference between him and KD? KD's a two-time Finals MVP. I mean, you know, like, Jokic, he hasn't even – did he even go to the playoffs last year? No, he didn't. So, like, I don't want to hear – I mean, don't get me wrong, he's first in the West right now, yes. Okay, but that's just right now.
That's right now. That's, you know? Do we have any other – do you want to talk about last February?
Or last season when they didn't make the playoffs.
Doesn't matter. I'm talking about this year. Who cares what Jokic
did
last year?
And nobody's robbing him of anything this year. I'm talking
you
about just what type of player
year.
He is. That's all. See, and I'm surprised that he's skilled, dude. He's the best big man in the game. But I'm just shocked when I throw those other names out there of those long, gifted, fast forwards with the ball in their hand that can go, not that he can't go to the rack, that you put him up there with those guys. That's all.
Jokic
that's why I was
is
blown away.
Infinitely more skilled than Giannis. Infinitely. That's strong. Jokic is more skilled than Giannis. Definitely more skilled than Giannis. I mean, it's not even close. I mean, Giannis is so far from a finished product. Let's go to Dr. Hustle in San Jose. What's up, Dr. Hustle?
What's going on, fellas? How you doing? Hey, Simon, the Jokic jersey's in the mail for you.
Something.
Let me tell you something. Listen, all these guys, you know what they remind me of? The Warriors were battered and bruised and kind of just going through the season. They're all pounding their chest. They remind me of Johnny Ringo the first time he meets Wyatt Earp and Tombstone. They're all gun-ho. They want to shoot right there. They want to fight right there. But listen, the Warriors, they're like Wyatt Earp, and they're like Doc Holliday. They say, you know what? We're going to wait. We're going to bide our time. Guess what? The flower's about to blossom. We're getting Boogie Cousins. I'm more excited now that he said, you know what? I'm going to fit in with the team. That's great. That means he's going to come in and be a part of the team, I believe, and he's going to fit in nicely. And look, when the playoff comes, they're going to be full strength, and all these teams are going to be like, wow, what happened? And the Warriors are going to tell them like this, guess what? We're your Huckleberry. Title number 3 in a row, parade, that's it, and I'm out.
Can't disagree with anything. All I'm saying is Jokic is an MVP candidate, and I think Denver's the toughest team for the Warriors.
And I'm not I got Houston in the OKC West. First. Give this to me. If the Nuggets win this game, you tell me the Warriors don't half-ass. They're going to give that maximum effort.
I don't know.
But if they lose, the Warriors, isn't Denver going to be – they need to win, but damn, we don't know what we're going to look like against them as of Friday when they basically change. They do a 180 once Cousins comes back to the lineup. Warriors going to go out there tonight to try to win the game. But Denver look at that game without Cousins and say, okay, we match up well? Because that's going to be, to me, the Warriors' advantage.
Cousins isn't going to come back and play 48 minutes a game. He's going to play 20. So they're still going to be the same old Warriors for 28 minutes.
Just could be more dominant, hey, 28. Proactive, if Cousins is on his game. And that's the big question mark.
Again, if Cousins is playing like he's capable of playing, then it is a joke. I mean, then nobody's going to touch the Warriors. Let's be honest. But if he's not himself and he's not 100%.
Like, I'm worried about him backpedaling. Little things like that, Steiny, on defense. We'll find out. We're about to find out.
Khaled in Walnut Creek. What's up, Khaled?
Khaled.
Well, guys, you know, I got to take some exception with Guru. In regards to making classifications that apparently because you're a center, you can't be a superstar. And I think
I did not say that.
Inferred it.
I didn't know I didn't. Shaq O'Neal is the most dominant player on my list ever in NBA history. I just said he's dependent on getting the ball because guards got to get it to him most of the time, especially in crunch time. I didn't say because a big man can't be dominant.
You inferred it, my man. You got to go back and listen to it. One of the things that you threw at Steiny in regards to a response to what he was saying was, he's a center. And then you actually brought up Shaq and you started talking about how they're dependent on getting the ball from other people. But let's just discuss this. In today's NBA, center, forward, all the rest of that stuff, if you just look at the all-star voting, it's front court and guard. And the reason for that is because there is no traditional center anymore. You can't put him in that box. And when you look at Jokic, Jokic is about as dominant a front court player as you can look at. The guy can shoot, the guy can pass, the guy can create his own shot. And yes, when he does get on the block and get it fed down there, he can become that traditional center grinder that can score that way. What I think Steiny was trying to impress on you is the fact that, look, he is a superstar. He's a superstar in the league. He's a kid that's out there dominating, just like Luka Doncic is on his way to becoming a superstar himself. He hasn't quite become one yet, but his notoriety, his game, everybody's recognizing it. So to sit there and say that the Denver Nuggets don't have a superstar, they do have a superstar in their own right. On the level of LeBron, Steph, KD, Giannis, no. But he doesn't have as many years in the league as they do. But give him another year or two, he will be a household name. Let's see what they do in the playoffs. But someone doesn't just get anointed, oh, I'm the number one superstar on the level of KD.
Gotcha.
When these guys have gone 10, 11 years in and he doesn't.
Thanks, Khaled. Appreciate the call. Let's hear from the other side. Lonnie. Lonnie, 680. What's up, Lonnie?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing well.
Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Can you hear me? Okay, yeah. I just wanted to tell Guru to calm down. You get your own opinion, man. And if you feel that, you feel that. I just, you know, I'm kind of like, he's new, and he hasn't earned it yet, but that's your opinion. So I go with that. And Guru, I'm from Berkeley, man. I went to De La Salle. Hello?
Yeah, that's a dynasty, that's De La Salle.
That's one of your prime schools, Guru. I already know that, right? Berkeley High, De La Salle. I went to De La Salle quite a few years ago because I'm like 55 years old. So I kind of I listen to y'all every single morning. I don't miss y'all. I listen to y'all every single morning. But Guru, you got to get a man's opinion, man.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
I got to give you your opinion, or
yeah, I think he yelled at you. I think
no, he was saying I have a different opinion and just let it ride, relax.
Yeah, he was.
I don't sound like I'm amped.
Nah, you did, but so did I.
No, Jokic, I love Jokic. He's averaging 19 points a game. I love him. My whole thing was, don't tell me
19-7.
Well, that's 20.
Thank you. Okay. Well, we won't put that one down.
I'll do it. Check the tape. But my whole thing went back, and Khaled came in, tried to stab me in the back. I can't wait to see him. Every center is dependent on getting a ball from the guards, especially in crunch time. That's all. So if I wanted to stop a great big man, and I know they were running a set and he was going to be on the block, I got a better chance of D-ing up the guys that are trying to get him the ball if they were running that set. I'm not saying Jokic can't do it. The dude's a freak. But guys like Steph or KD, they can just bring it. And Jokic, I ain't saying he can't. But more times than not, Stoney, throughout a game, they don't need to get the pass from anybody. They could just bring it down and go James Harden.
I don't know if that's a good thing. I really don't.
No. I'm not saying it is.
Shondor in Concord. Hello? You got him off, didn't you? Sometimes I like to keep him on just to see if
what
we
you
can
hear.
Eavesdrop. It is bad radio.
Look at Wes.
Yeah. I mean, that's never stopped.
But what
us
made
before.
Him call and think it's go time and you ain't ready?
Well, because people don't call and get on right away. I mean, then they're on hold.
Okay.
No, hold on. Our lines are, your boy, the lines are jammed up. By the way, I think 80% won a new nickname for you. Is that what it was?
Oof. Only one man can control that, and he's not with us. He's in heaven. That's Pete Franklin. So I'm going to run with it.
Evangeline on Twitter says, Steiny, you don't agree that LeBron can't beat Denver? No, he could. I think Denver is the biggest challenge in the West of the Warriors. That's all.
And you're going to – so this is a big
Even
year
though
for them.
Even though they haven't been to the playoffs,
exactly. So this is a big year for them. Like the Warriors, when they 14th, you got to start somewhere.
Exactly.
So if they got ousted in the first round, not just you, everybody would be shocked. Like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
No, I wouldn't be shocked. I'm just telling you what I think. I mean,
they're a good team. I'm with
you. They may lose in the first round, and then everybody will say, me included, they weren't ready. You know, they got to get beat first. I'm just saying right now. They got players up and down the roster. That's all I'm saying.
And that's why it was hard for you to give me an answer on who's the second best player. They are deep.
I don't think that's a bad thing.
No, I didn't. I just asked.
I mean, they also have.
You want to read this from the 510? I'll read it.
I don't have the text line in front
of me. Good for
right
you.
Now.
Guru, the type of guy that calls Bedrins a top five center. I'm going to find that one.
What was I going to say about... Plus the Denver Nuggets, as everybody knows, has one of my favorite players. Now, you want to talk about a guy the Warriors could use, because we've been talking about big guys left and right,
right?
Robin Lopez?
Go ahead.
Let me tell you, the guy you want is Mason Plumlee. That's the guy you would love as your backup center, Mason Plumlee. Denver's not going to give him up.
There's no way if the Warriors could get him, man.
Hey, is Nick Young still? Has he been waived? Oh, he was waived, I think, Nick Young.
They got
another guy on their team who's out of nowhere. Oh, Isaiah Thomas. They have Isaiah Thomas.
He went from getting a max contract to just invisible.
Yeah.
This sports ain't no joke, Steiny. Maybe that's why Kyler Murray's trying to get all he can. Why you can?
Sit down, Curly. I know it's break time.
Oh.
I'm not going to break till you sit. Thank you. I love Curly. He's my guy. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got Mike Silver coming up in about 20 minutes. Are the Denver Nuggets the biggest threat to the Golden State Warriors? If not, who is? Steinmetz Guru, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Mike Silver coming up in 10 minutes. Talk some NFL football.
He'll be happy.
Why?
Jared Goff won.
Yeah, but that's Chargers got hammered.
We'll ask him about it.
Let's finish up with some Jokic stuff. Let's go to Rick in Folsom. What's up, Rick?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is your boy, Rick Edwards from Folsom.
Oh, hey, Rick.
My boy, Guru, class of 90, James Logan High School in the Ute. We can get to that later.
This is the quarterback, Rick Edwards?
That's the man. I'm your guy, Guru.
Wow.
Hold on. I may have to put
it. No,
you
Rick.
You guys keep talking, dude, but I may have to put a stop to this.
Rick, hey, he's a big football coach now, but Steiny, he had a arm back in the day. What's up?
What's up, boys? Running my quarterback academy up in Folsom, turning them out at the next level. But anyways, relative to our boy in Denver, hey, guys, you got to look at the history of the MVP and the NBA. It's a 3 to 5 year process. It took that much for KD. It took that much for Russ, et cetera. The guy still got some years to put in before he's a candidate. I don't care what the numbers say this year. He's got to do it for 3 to 5 years. That's my opinion. I love you, Guru.
Stay in touch.
Baby.
Yeah.
See, I don't like that.
I do. He wasn't planted. You
Rick
know?
Edwards?
Rick Edwards. He was a QB.
Where'd he go to college?
I want to say Nevada. Reno.
Sounds like you had a great college career.
Oh, now where you set me up. Wes is going to check in.
Poor
and
Rick.
Can
Rick's
going to
hit. And Rick's in Folsom? That's a long way away, right?
That's my guy. Quarterback Academy. I had arms, Steiny.
Come on, man. Yeah. Quarterback Academy.
Union City. What do you think about the 3 to 5? Now, dude, if you have that year, you could get it done. I'm not hating on Jokic, Steiny. I'm just saying he's the last of a dying breed. He's a hype. He can do it all. But
so why is that a last of a dying breed? That's what they're doing now.
Like, let me ask you this. Denver's down one.
Mm-hmm.
Jokic ain't bringing it up. If I'm the coach, yeah, I'm like, get on the block. They're running their offense, but get on the
through
block.
Through Jokic.
Because he is sick on the block,
No, he's not
too.
On the block. They put him at the high post where he can make a play.
All right. For somebody, him or somebody else?
Yes.
See,
The answer is yes.
Yeah, I want him to shoot.
And well, you I know get a what? That's foolish. Why would you do that?
Because he's skilled up under the goal.
Okay, so he should take a bad shot instead of making the right play. That's the I can't stand that.
Yeah, but you could take a shot or create one on the block without it being a bad shot.
The point is, like I can't say who's taking the last shot. Who cares? It's who's making the last play. This has nothing to do with a shot. That always bothers me.
Wow.
Who cares if he takes the last shot or not?
You said last play.
That's right. It's about the last play. It's about making a play at the end, not having to shoot. Let's go to Sandor. Sandor in Concord. What's up, Sandor?
Hey, guys. What's going on? How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Doing well? I just wanted to tell you guys, he might, what's it called?
Buyout.
I know the Warriors got some good offense, of course, but I just want to let you guys know, what do you guys think of a good Robin Lopez for some more defense? He's pretty good at three-pointer, and he's pretty good at defense, too. I've seen some of his highlights recently on the Bulls. It's been impressing me. What do you guys think?
Well, it's going to come down to whether they buy him out or not. And they say right now, and I'm talking about the Bulls, they don't want to have to buy him out. They want to get something for him. So the question is there anybody out there who would actually give something up for Robin Lopez, or is everybody going to wait until he gets bought out, if and when he gets bought out? So as far as three-point, he's not a great three-point shooter. That's his brother mostly. But he can defend, scrappy. He's apparently said he wants to – actually hasn't said that, but sources are saying he wouldn't mind coming to the Warriors. We'll see. I think a lot of it depends on what Cousins has. What can Cousins give you?
I can't wait, Steiny. Friday.
What can Cousins give you? I don't know. It'll be fun to find out, though.
And the fact that he's talking about Cousins himself coming back next year.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's got to count. That's got to go on the sheet.
Well, you could do that every day. Just put it every day. Steinmetz microphone issue.
But the fact he's talking about him being proactive, not the skincare. If he wants to come back and he is 75% of what he used to be, Steiny, dude, we're talking about that Warrior run that I predicted 5-6.
He's not going to play here next year.
Well, he said he was He'd be open to.
That was some report.
Oh, okay.
Did it come out of DeMarcus's mouth?
No, I hadn't seen him say the actual words.
If DeMarcus Cousins is 75%, he will not be a Warrior next year. He just won't.
Wow.
He's got to get paid.
Got to get the money.
I mean, that's the thing. He's got to get paid. He missed his big contract. He's got to get the big contract.
And he said it's not even for me. Those are things to keep you up at night. Him not only rehabbing the injury, but knowing this was his payday. He put his time in the league. He was supposed to cash out. And you tear your Achilles.
Hey, why would you do that thing with the what's it called? That 10-year challenge thing or whatever, where people are putting selfies up from 10? Why would you do that?
Dude, I can't believe you just said that. If I may, that was a gripe I forgot to gripe. I just fell into it. Yeah, I hate stuff like we're so programmed, and I did it. You know what it is, Donnie? I got too much downtime. Even with 3 kids. I feel bad that I did it.
Okay, as long as you feel bad.
But I got some good comments, though.
Yeah, see, I didn't think you... I thought you looked...
Never mind. It's real. You can say it.
Never mind.
Yeah, I was 219. I was about 237, 235.
Wait, which is which?
The early one was 219.
And now you're 230 plus?
Yeah. Still going to the rack.
Well, that's not good.
Well, but I'm still 6'4". Still get
to
the rack.
You're not 6'4". I think you're about 6'2.5".
Are you kidding?
No, I'm dead serious.
I just went to the
doctor.
Stand
up a sec real quick.
Come on. 6'4".
That's not 6'4". You are not 6'4".
Why are you smiling like you're happy?
Because I never thought of your height for 1 second until you just lied about it there. And I'm thinking.
6'4". No, 6'3".
Wes. 6'4". Wes, how tall are you? You're up there.
Come on.
6'5".
My son is 6'3". My oldest, the one I showed you the dunk. And we're the same height. Come on. Now you're trying to make me tattoo from fantasy. And how did you see that I did the 10-year chat? Dude, I feel like you got vid surveillance on your boy Goo.
Dude, you begged me to friend you on Facebook.
I didn't beg you. That's strong. Stani, you are my man. It was a gripe yesterday and I forgot.
Shoot. All right.
Did you think any less of me that I did it?
I just told you I did.
But what did you think less, like, why did he do it? Or you got to be mad at the inventor.
No, I knew why.
Who made that something?
I don't know, but it was
You going to do it? Yours going to be good.
No, I'm not going to do it. I don't like.
Vainness. Is it vain?
Yeah, pretty much.
And people use filters and all that stuff, I'm sure, to make them look better. Not me. Sorry you had to see that, pal. I feel bad about it, and now I can talk about it. I feel better.
So you're saying you wish you hadn't done it?
No doubt.
Okay. Well,
no doubt.
We can let it.
I feel yuck. And there's some people real quick in my life that didn't comment or like it that I know are disappointed that boy was a part of that.
You know, one thing I think is important is for you to start realizing that people aren't thinking about you 24/7. A lot of
you
people
sound like
think
my
about
wife.
Themselves. Well, it's true. It's true. She's a wise woman.
No, it was my Facebook, though, so I just did it. I didn't, you know.
Right, but for you to think that, wow, what's everybody thinking about?
No, I didn't do it for that. Stop. Come on. I'm not that guy. I wouldn't dress like this. Come on.
What does that mean?
That's a slob. I used to have ties.
So I was thinking about this. You got a problem with this or no? So, the two games this weekend, and we got Mike Silver in about 5 minutes. So, we got one game.
We got one game.
So, it's not working again.
Wow, this is a staple. So, we got the New England Patriots, who I'm having a presser right now. Oh, I love it.
Stoney,
I'll see
here.
You in the... Oh, you're back. Oh, I was hoping...
Dude. I didn't do anything to the mic. I told you. Anyway, I'll try to.
Yeah. We're talking about the
everything's
games.
Different right now. Yeah. I don't have my headset on.
You look different and you're further. I like it.
So we got one game in a dome,
okay.
Right? Perfect conditions.
Love it.
And then we have one game in Kansas City where it's going to be zero degrees.
Steiny, I'm not a
favorite. Is that fair?
No, it's not. And then we could go back to the Ice Bowl. Football's played in bad weather. But you don't get the best game. Andrew Luck, do you think the weather has something to do with his sorry performance? No excuses, Steiny, but I've gotten to the point now, the age, I want it in a dome. Let it be fair.
Hey, don't people like watching games in the snow and in the just different conditions?
Yeah, but not playing in it. We don't get the best maximum game because the weather affects the players' ability to hold on to the ball, catch it, throw it. I'm not a fan.
All right. Let's see what happens here. Here comes person number one walking into the studio to try to fix it.
When Chuck gets in, it's serious. Yeah, but right now we're good. I like you over there.
Well, the one thing I heard is, I heard Fortenbaugh talking about this morning. He was kind of saying he likes the idea of not a lot of weather either. See, I thought people liked
weather.
He's
from back east like you.
I know. But see,
we like Pasadena.
I would like.
Where the Super Bowl is, Florida.
I'm looking forward. I love the elements.
Okay, I get that. I really do. Yeah, but you want your football, you want the game affected by the elements? Oh, he fumbled four times. When we know that's an anomaly because of what's going on.
Well, let's see what happens. I like it. I like it, especially because we have two high-powered offenses, and now they're going to have to make do in less than ideal circumstances.
And they're going to be slower. I just think it affects the game.
It does. But
Mother Nature shouldn't be a part of the AFC championship game. That's why if it's in a pretty dome, we get you run a 4-2, you run a 4-2. I throw a crisp pass.
So what do you do? So the conference championship game should be on a neutral site?
Yeah. Hey, now Darryl Goodell, that's Roger. But if I were the commissioner, you got to have the home field advantage. I hate it, Steiny. That's all. I'm looking forward to that game, but... Yeah.
Right,
slide back over?
Let's talk to Mike Silver. I can't slide back over right now. Mike Silver, NFL Network, NFL.com. Mike, what's going on, man?
Not much. How are you guys?
Doing well. Let's talk about some of these games coming up this weekend. Oh, but first, let's turn the clock back a little bit. Were you surprised at the Patriots-Chargers game? Because that was a game where...
Very surprised. Yes. I really thought the Chargers were going to come in and play the way they played. You know, they played in Pittsburgh or Kansas City, and instead we had ruthless Tom Brady 101. I mean, he is, of all the great things he does, getting in that insane zone where he is, at an even more maniacal level of competitiveness than great competitors is what he does best. So that was a reminder. I wouldn't say that I said they suck or that they can't win, but definitely I was surprised.
The game this weekend with Kansas City and the Patriots, the weather in Kansas City is supposed to be ridiculous. It's going to be cold and icy and all those kind of things. Do you think in this age where we're scoring, scoring's up a little bit, that the NFL kind of doesn't like that a game like this is going to be played in these kind of conditions because it may keep the score down? Or do you think not even an issue?
It's part of the thing, right? I mean, it's a weird thing because some teams have indoor stadiums. Some teams obviously do it as an advantage to play in the cold. I don't know that the Chiefs would, by the way. Kareem Hunt is gone, though Damian Williams is running very hard. The Patriots just pounded it out, against the Chargers on the ground. Obviously, Andy Reid calls a lot of things downfield and is very aggressive in the passing game. So I don't know that it's one of those things where the home team is loving the cold and the visitors.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.